The Liquidation of Poundage. Keep in thought that active principle operates throughout your being. This compels all the functions of your economy to behave. Hence, they can neither unduly deplete nor unduly augment your stature. Do not forget that the lines are fallen to you in undeviating comeliness. In other words, you are duly proportioned, and that right now. It is grand to learn that you are so full of activity. Without doubt, you are doing a lot of good in the community, as well as gathering a great deal of satisfaction to yourself. Certainly the excess avoirdupois will fall away. It is mental, is it not? Therefore, keep reminding yourself how queenly you are. This is a dynamic truth, and the truth, when declared, is like the atomic bomb. It vaporizes the error. Just the other day, a woman wrote me of having a short lip elongated while listening to my lecture. Encouraged by this experience, she reasoned with herself about overweight, and was delighted to find her figure reduced. The fact is that woman is shapely and comely. She weighs neither too much nor too little. She is neither too tall nor too short. Well, the temple of the living God cannot be less than perfect in outline, can it? Never doubt that when one talks along these lines to herself, seriously and expectantly, she will find her form improving, because her thought is uplifted and clarified by this sort of conversation. Then consciousness constructs a better body, or better stated, clarified thought sees the individual more nearly as she is. And every individual is the image and likeness of God, and in a degree is as perfect as God himself. Well, if you cannot resist overeating, try resisting the belief that eating will increase your weight. You see, it is your belief in the matter that works the mischief. Anyhow, the unusual appetite will subside when you recognize that the Almighty is in the midst, controlling all your desires, emotions, thoughts, and functions. You know, he is so very close to you that he and you are one, which ensures that you can be as sensible and well-disciplined as he is, and that you can no more lose your form divinely fair than he can. Yes, you too are one. He is in you, and you are in him, all of which spells annihilation to everything opposed to your good looks. Many thanks for the hopeful letter. Certainly you are progressing. Your higher and freer thinking, your expanded confidence and expectancy have encouraged consciousness to reconstruct you. Surely you feel more bodily strength and agility. You are perking up with the will to throw off needless surplusages. Who or what can load you down with them? The great architect guaranteed you a suitable contour and carriage for easily 80 years. Sometimes people cultivate the sitting habit too assiduously. There is no law, you know, against one striding around and even doing a few calisthenics once in a while. It is fun. Some of those glands, notably the thyroid and pituitary, by becoming too energetic or too pokey, are credited with giving the body an unwanted buildup. Well, this sort of nonsense can be stopped by realizing that the Almighty is in charge, and giving direction to every function, permitting no undue haste on the one hand, or any undue procrastination on the other. Now, without any doubt, when mind and life sally forth in you, they do a very good job. That is, they build you neither too large nor too small, but just about right. Comely and easy to look at, most certainly. They give you all the courage and ability you need for making a good impression in the community and for carving out a suitable career. You lack nothing that is essential to an attractive mien, a pleasing address, and an everyday existence useful and satisfying. Have a better opinion of yourself. Strike out and do things. Be yourself, and do not think you have to completely sink your existence in serving others. Be good to yourself. Take good care of her. You are important, are you not? Certainly the Lord would not have you neglect yourself. Let me hear from you again pretty soon. Meanwhile, trudge along in the sensible way indicated in the above paragraphs. You will find yourself improving.